Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
Where do I start with Orion? She's amazing, incredibly talented, and yes, a true bookworm. That's how I first got to know her, and I'm so thrilled to have her on Service Notes today.
Like, in your industry, have you seen many female peers in IT?
Well, I think I'm in a unique position because I've been surrounded by some amazing lady leaders, leading ladies, shall we say. I think I've been very fortunate to have a lot of female companions, particularly in the thought leadership space. Some names come to mind of people who have done really amazing things. Katrina McDermott, Mary Beth Hosking, there's Lou Hannebeck, there's Margot Leach. There's a good number of women that have been around me and have worked closely with me. Phyllis Drucker from the ITSMF community. There are so many. Forgive me if I haven't said all the names, because it's been a privilege. And I think because I look out for other women, and women naturally look out for each other. There's like an unsaid code of how you find each other and you find that you work closely together. The other colleagues that we have around us, the many men that are in the industry, they are many. And if you need to connect with somebody, 9 times out of 10, women will reach out to somebody who they feel that they connect with. And we effectively have a larger network as a result. So we become like networkers of networkers of, hey, do you know so-and-so who could help with such and such? Or could you help me with this problem? And there just seems to be like a real sense of community that's very different to the male sense of community. It's less about competition and more about collaboration and working together, bringing different ideas, whether that's encouragement, support, sometimes cautionary words about, things to avoid and so forth. There are some really good examples of leading ladies in the industry. So I can't say that I'm short of
but that's good to hear.
Female peers. I wish there were more. But I think it's just the nature of the kind of work we do.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's good to hear, because I'm kind of taking it back with my own experience, and I can't quite see that. And hence I ask this question to a lot of my guests, because I don't see many female peers in the companies I have worked for or the assignments I have completed. And where there has been a few of them, I guess there has been a situation where it has become competitive. Especially in a consulting space. So I guess maybe it's your role. I don't know what it is.
You're right about it being role specific, because I think with content, creating the sort of knowledge bank of documentation, making it so that someone else can benefit, it does seem to be something that is more attractive to us women, because we always doing things for other people, right? Mm-hmm. In our roles, in our many different roles throughout our life. That's mothers, wives, all the different roles that we play for our parents, for a community and so forth. We're always in a case of serving others. And I think that's just a natural thing. So when you're dealing with content curation, of bringing ideas together, acting as the community piece, in some ways it's... there's biases and there's a darker side to being the one that helps, right?
Right.
But it doesn't mean that it diminishes the value that we have left the community. So if you go and you look back at all the authors and contributors and so forth, there is a significant number of women in that list. Yes, it is still predominantly male. But when you look for the number of women in this industry that have left a legacy behind of like how to do things better, it
Right.
is harder than what it might be in other places.
Right. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think it's like we as or anyone new coming in IT service management can be thankful to those people who created these job opportunities for them. Let's put it that way. Because if it wasn't for their hard work, I don't think people would recognize so-called the framework. Therefore, there might not be any cert, there not might not be any training, there might not be any jobs. And I guess sometimes we don't acknowledge that. And definitely I think there were more female contributor. Like when I read the book or when I take a class, I always look. I think I remember seeing Simone. I do you know Simone? Simone.
No.
I remember seeing her videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was doing my training, and I thought, oh, she's fantastic. But I think she was the only one actually, a female presenter. Everyone else was a man, and I was like, yeah, I wish there were more women. But yeah, definitely, maybe it's a North America thing. I don't know, but I
I
don't
think
see
that
many
I think
women
there
here.
are there was a good number of women in across the industry, and maybe because I recognize I'm looking out for them, that
Right.
I see them. You know, it's a bit like the red car phenomenon. When you're buying a red car, suddenly all
Yes.
you see are red cars.
Yes.
So it might be just my bias to look out for other people who are in a similar position to me that are sort of imparting some sort of wisdom to the community. So
Yeah.
it might just be the lens that I look at the world through. So don't take me as a
No, no,
judgment.
no. I think it's good to have different perspective because it opens up your mind, opens up your thinking. And it kind of makes you want to go research more, and that's what I do the podcast for, because the goal of this podcast is to make more people aware that there is a profession called IT service management, and you should look into it, because I have not had a single guest or I have not spoke to single service management professional who said they were looking for this role. Somehow they fell into it, and including myself, like I wanted to become a project manager, and somehow my then manager said, no, you will make a great service manager. So I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I was like, you have to go on this training, and I did, and I kind of, I stuck around, I guess. So yeah, definitely. But I'm definitely going to go check out, some of the name you mentioned, and see where it take me, and see if I would find my female support group, because I've been searching, and I
I'll
have a
send you a
nobody.
list.
Thank you. I have to say, I connected with Sandra, someone who's in New Zealand. She was fantastic. And again, she was just straight from LinkedIn. She put a post that she would like to mentor people. I'm like, yeah, sure. I want to be mentored. So yeah, so I found one person, but we'll see. We'll see.
I'm having such a good time talking with Orion. I almost forgot this is being recorded. Hope you're enjoying it too. Stick around, and we are not done yet.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.